haven't really woken up until I've had my McDonald's breakfast deal. And I know this is true because before breakfast, I put my phone in the refrigerator and couldn't find the keys that were already in my hand.
Nothing gets the morning going like the first sip of an iced coffee. Get any size and any flavor for 99 cents until 11 a.m. Price and participation may vary.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. McDonald's, I'm loving it.
Was on this date in 2016, the biggest Powerball jackpot in U.S. history.
Billions?
It was like 1.3 or something?
It wasn't the billions, wasn't it?
It was in the billion.
A billion.
1.5.
Wow.
Billion.
But that was three winners, right?
Three winners.
And we never really heard from them, did we?
Not really.
I guess you want to keep that quiet, but they're having fun. I'd like to know what you did with that kind of money. Well, three winners.
They probably all cleared $350 million.
Yeah.
Hopefully they're still doing okay. A lot of these people that win this, their lives just go to crap.
Well, yeah, they do. They go to the life. But there are people that lose. There's a story, one of those shows I used to, Lottery Ruined My Life crap. But it's those kind of people win $3, $4 million. They buy a $2 million house right away and then realize upkeep, taxes, cars, bang, they're broke. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of those people.
Drugs, alcohol, hookers.
You go through $300 million on your own, and that's just pathetic.
Right. It was never going to work.
Win $4 million and spend it all on a house.
That's
and
it.
Then realize that, it takes a lot to keep up a $4 million house.
Taxes and the whole thing, right?
But at the same time, if you ever watch that lottery home show.
Oh, yeah.
I always yell at those people.
Because those
are the kind of lottery winners they get.
I know.
I won, $900,000 or $2 million,
right.
But then they only want to spend $300,000 on the house.
Right.
I'm like, blow it all.
I know.
Just go for it.
Well, at least
come on.
It's usually like you're right. They're not even close to what they won.
No, they're spending maybe 25-30% of their winnings. Right. And I'm like, that's just.
What, are you supposed to spend it all?
No. I think
spend it all.
I'm the same with Puss, though. I think. No, you don't, but they're cheap.
But the show's
These people are cheap.
The show's called My Lottery Dream Home.
Yeah.
And sorry, but a $250,000 house is not a dream home.
Not a dream home, no.
Well, yeah, and it's like practical lottery spending, compelling television.
No, it's not.
Yeah, I want to see.
I don't watch that show much anymore because of that.
Yeah.
If they're spending real cash, I'll watch it because I like that dude. I think he's pretty cool.
Yeah. It's kind of disappointing when it's called Dream Home and then they're not spending that much. It's like,
I've seen guys on that show, Puss, that win. They won $2 million, and they're haggling, this is $300,000. I was hoping to go about $260,000. I'm thinking, dude, you got
the money.
Somebody handed you $2 million, man.
Like, where's the water slide?
Back when Christie was selling houses, because everybody has to go through that.
Right.
You have to go through your realtor phase, and she went through a realtor phase, and she was stuck with some listing, some lottery winners.
Tell them the story.
Won this, and they insisted on designing their own home.
Oh,
so
and had no taste?
Right. You got a 10,000 square foot house.
That's a big house.
With two closets.
Well, that's dumb.
Why would a person even build that?
I don't know.
Or builder.
You would think somebody would get in their ear and say.
And they weren't even walk-in closets, were they?
No, I don't think so.
They're like coat closets.
No, yeah. They just open the door kind of closets.
Hey, dumbass. Resale value.
Right. No storage space.
They couldn't be talked out of it?
Yeah, I don't know if it's even. It's probably still on the market now.
I remember her realtor phase because she got a commission from us.
Yeah.
Oh, she did, didn't she?
Yeah.
You just moved.
She found our first 9 years ago.
All right.
Yeah.
You like it? You like it? Your new house?
10 years this summer.
You like your new house?
Yeah, it's great. And that wasn't the one she sold us. She found the first one for us.
When I went back to college before I dropped out this last time, that's what I was going to do. I wanted to go into the
real estate.
The appraising.
Oh, appraising. Okay.
And that wouldn't go well.
I'd be like,
this is fine.
Did the math get you on that one or what?
Well, just, the classes and stuff. I'm like, I wouldn't want to do any of this.
It seemed like a difficult test.
Yeah. Well, then to do the appraising, you have to have a degree.
Right.
Yeah. Or your mom has to be the governor of South Dakota.
That's right.
Yeah. Then it works. Yeah. Then you can do whatever you want. In South Dakota.
My mom is not the governor of South Dakota.
That dumb bitch is pimping herd immunity again in South Dakota.
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about Nick's mom. I'm like, that's kind of harsh.
I wouldn't call her that.
He's right there.
No, Christy Noem.
A German sci-fi film is now, excuse me, the most popular movie on Netflix. The Colony had its video on demand premiere back in August and became available again this week. The 021 movie, set in the dystopian future, is centered around a group of space colonists who become infertile.
Is it
and send an astronaut back to Earth to help save them?
Now, I'm looking for something new, but as you said, German, is it subtitled?
Probably.
Giving you the information I have.
If it's dubbed, I can watch it. Subtitle, I ain't watch. I can't read all night. I'm too tired. I watched that movie, Old. M-Light Shyamalama Ding Dong guy? Yeah. I don't know why I clicked on it. Because his movies don't scare me. They're just pretty weird.
Yeah.
You know?
And, it's always some twist. That's why I don't watch them.
Yeah, I'm not really afraid of his movies. Some of us were good. Some were bad. But this ain't bad. Yeah.
Yeah, I remember seeing the trailer.
Yeah, I watched it last night.
It looked intriguing.
There seem to be a lot of these dystopian post-apocalyptic.
And I like those, except they're too real right now.
Well, yeah,
we're close.
I started watching a show on HBO Max called Station 11.
Yeah, I wanted to click on that. Is that good?
It's not bad.
Okay.
Reviews. But it all takes place after a flu wipes out 99% of the people on the Earth.
Yes. Too close to home.
It did. It hit hard a little at the beginning. But it's a good show. Actually, you know who popped up in it? It was David Cross. And I remember him mentioning that when we talked to him a few months ago.
I watched Crazy Hard after you mentioned that the other day. I've never seen that
movie. You've never seen that?
Yeah. It's one of those that I always figured I had seen it. But
isn't it the best?
I had not. Yeah.
That movie is
so good. Jeff Bridges is a stud.
He's stud. That soundtrack's really good, too.
Mm-hmm.
I got it. I think I have it on cassette. No, I got it on CD somewhere.
Yeah. And the part where he lifts up Maggie Gyllenhaal's panties and he's about to slide. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's pretty hot.
His old man fingers. Yeah. Just because you're replacing yourself with that. My dad loved that movie.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, McClure's Whiskey, man. My dad loved that movie. Took him to it.
Come back.
Yeah.
Come back. Focus.
Young Maggie Gyllenhaal goes for an old dude.
Yeah, he's 55 in that movie, by the way.
You got to love that.
He's 55
really?
In that movie. Yeah. The actor was 55 when he did that, too. Yeah.
Jeff I wonder Bridges. How they do that, too, because
that's a great movie,
he's pretty
man.
Rough. He looks rough in that and then, doesn't look so rough.
He put on a belly.
Yeah.
He has more of a belly in that movie,
So do they film? I always wondered how that works for filming. So when he doesn't have a belly, do they start with that and then be like, hey, gain some weight?
It depends on the movie. The most famous one is the Tom Hanks one.
Castaway.
They did all his fat stuff first.
Right.
Regular sized guy first, and then he went away for like a year
and lost his weight.
So they have to take all that time off.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
You can't have a fat guy on an island.
Well, many times they can.
Well, he shows up
on
the island
too.
Fat. Right. What?
For a gut, they could just use a fat suit, a prosthetic.
But they don't. They couldn't.
No, because you're shirtless when you're on a.
Oh, that scene. Yeah.
Yeah.
On an ocean island, a deserted island.
And his face was emaciated because he was skinny as hell.
No, for Tom Hanks, But other times where there's weight gain.
Well, I was slipped on the famous actor that goes up and down.
Christian Bale.
Yeah. I saw The Mechanic. Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's like
85, 90 pounds?
Yeah, he's like concentration camp skinny. It's horrible. Look.
Yeah.
It's horrible. But then he's been in most recent. There's a movie where he has a comb over. Movie about the 70s. He plays like an old... it's a great movie.
The Hustle. American Hustle.
Yeah, he's got a full-size gut in that.
Well, don't forget.
Yeah. He gained all that weight. Big gut.
Vice, when he played, was it Dick Cheney?
Yes. A full-size real
that
gut.
That was all real weight. Like, yeah. He was like 250, right. 260, something.
And, of course, we're remiss if we don't mention Raging Bull. That was amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
You'd have to have that money waved at you and the discipline, but...
You still
got to do it.
Yeah.
I mean, you still got to put a lot of weight on.
Well, and
that would be easy.
T.J. Miller would gain weight to do Silicon Valley. He would just eat pizza and ice cream all the time.
And then he had to stop doing that.
He had to stop doing that.
Yeah,
right?
But even
I don't want to stop doing that.
Even Christian Bale, I've heard, of recent has said
he's stopping it now
because it's hard on your body.
Right. Yeah. Once you get to a certain age, it's harder to.
It's hard on your body to do that.
It's easy to pack it on, but it's harder to you know, get rid of it.
Well, it's just even the process of packing it is stressful on your body.
Right.
You know?